Sandy and Mike Lucier are retired, and Sandy says life is good. They saved for years while working.
We don't watch pennies or anything.
But Mike says they do make do with less. They got rid of one car, and now that the kids are gone, they've moved from a four-bedroom house in Milwaukee to a condominium in Madison.
It's a strategy of simplifying life now by downsizing to a condo-sized living.
So while some appear to be set, retirement for others looks bleak. It's such a pressing issue that President Barack Obama made it part of his 2014 State of the Union speech.
Today, most workers don't have a pension. A Social Security check often isn't enough on its own. And while the stock market has doubled over the last 5 years, that doesn't help folks who don't have 401ks.
During that speech, President Obama unveiled MyRA, a low-risk, low-fee individual retirement account. UW-Madison Associate Professor J. Michael Collins calls MyRA an exciting proposal, although it does have limitations. It's capped at $15,000.
It allows people to at least get their foot in the door. You know, it's certainly not enough to retire on, but it's a way to, very low-cost way to save in general and specifically save for retirement.
Last spring, Collins and others examined MyRA and 8 other retirement plans. Many are state-based.
What's fascinating about this topic is just that states are taking a lead. You know, you usually think about pensions and retirement as being either an employer or a federal role, and the fact that states are kind of stepping up and being innovative, and that, you know, Oregon and California and these other states are really pushing ahead to try to figure out a solution.
Wisconsin Democratic Senator Dave Hansen is also seeking a solution. His bill would create a private board that would come up with a private pension plan similar to the Wisconsin retirement system. Under the law, the private fund would be separate from the public fund. Introduced in 2 separate sessions, it hasn't gotten traction, even though Hansen says over 1 million workers in Wisconsin have no access to a retirement plan.
So we're figuring there's a real possibility of a train wreck in the future.
The bill would create a defined benefit plan. Nationally, only 1 in 5 private industry workers have this. Professor Collins explains why.
You know, companies couldn't afford to do that as workers worked for them for shorter periods and they lived longer. Those two things kind of collided, plus the ability to manage these funds and you know, make sure you had positive investment return every year was challenging. So more and more companies have gotten away from defined benefit, really kind of shifted the risk to the employees.
Companies have changed retirement plans over the years, and others don't offer them for workers like Chad Efron's.
It's not typical in the construction field to have a 401k or anything like that. Most of us are 1099 employees.
1099 refers to independent contractors. Retirement savings for the self-employed and low-income workers are of particular concern to policymakers. They worry about older Americans living in poverty during the so-called golden years. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.